Be still and know that I am God. Good morning, it's the 6th of March 2023, and this morning's devotion is special to me because God has shown me something so beautiful about this verse that I've just shared with you. Psalm 46, verse 10. It's a well-known verse. Be still and know that I am God. Over the past 8 months, this verse has just been highlighted to me so much. You know what it's like. A friend will give it to you as an encouraging word, or else I would find it in some written form as it came across my desk. Very often I would be hearing a totally different sermon and it would come up. And so I realized that it was important for some reason. But what made me really stand up and take notice was that when I was in my most chaotic stages of the day, in fact, there's days that I don't even have breakfast until about 10:30. And you know, when you go and sit down with your cup of coffee and you just breathe, in that moment, this verse would just drop into my mind. And so this is when I've learned over the years that it means that God is speaking to me. And so what I did was I purposed in my heart to just take some time out and just ponder on this verse, meditate on it. Just as a side note, yeah, meditation is not what is commonly believed in the world as emptying your mind completely. But meditation on the word is when we take a word, just like what I've done with this one, and we pray over it and we meditate on it, we think on it. And I tell you, God has just shown me such amazing stuff in it. I look back now and into my early days as a Christian, and I used to struggle to read the Bible. Man, it was tough for me. But since I've started doing what I'm describing now, where I'm meditating on certain verses, it really has just come so alive for me. And so now I understand when people say that the word of God is living. And I want to share what he has shown me with you today. So just off the cuff, the first thing that I thought of when I read this verse, and I think it's something that most of us would think of, is that when it says be still, it means to be quiet. And this is definitely true for us today. We tend to speak so much that we don't take enough time to listen. In fact, in my teaching about prayer, I addressed this very thing, where we come to God with this massive list of groceries or else or things that we want him to do, or else we come to him with a list of complaints, but we very rarely listen to hear what he has to say to us. In fact, there's that joke that says that we have two ears and one mouth for a reason, and that it's meant to be that we should listen more and speak less. And I definitely could apply this more in my life. But then there's also the fact that we tend to fill every waking moment of our day with noise. I was so taken aback the other day as I was meditating on this verse when I felt challenged by God to take stock of my own life. I quickly realized that I fill every waking moment of my day with some form of electronic stimuli. And in my defense, most of it is Christian-based. For example, when I'm cooking and cleaning, I would play gospel music. When I'm working in my office, I put on background music or the nature channel. While I'm driving, I'm usually listening to a teaching. And then, of course, at night, there's 2 hours of TV before I head off to bed. I convince myself that it's company. But then I notice that even when I spend silent time with God, my mind is so cluttered and I often get so distracted by the things that I remember that I need to do. I even keep a piece of paper next to me for that very reason, so that I can write down what is bugging me and continue to just spend time with God. But it's no wonder that we've become a people that experiences no peace. And so in the days following, I cut out all the noise in my life and all the clutter, and I quickly realized that I have become quite uncomfortable with silence. And what an eye-opener that was for me. When I think about it, I cannot recall the last time I was truly just still and distraction-free. Probably the last time I was in Durban sitting on the beach. And then we can take it a bit further. I heard a teaching the other day where one of our lecturers took the same verse quite literally. One day, and instead of just being quiet, he went out to his favorite spot in nature and actually sat dead still. He describes how his awareness was piqued and he noticed so many things around him that he misses in the busyness of his normal day. He mentioned that he saw the ants at work at his feet, and then it was so amazing, but a deer walked right up to him to explore. And so you know me, I've got to try everything at least once. And so I purposed in my heart to do the same thing. I sat down outside in my garden, and I also quietened my mind and sat dead still. I was totally fascinated. I saw the most incredible things happening around me. I had brushed my cat the day before, and there was a tuft of hair on the grass. And I saw a little robin come down and collect it, and I realized that he's going to take it and probably line his nest with it. How amazing is that? I also was sitting quite close to the windowsill, and my hubby's got one of those fly zappers, you know, the racket. And I then noticed a gecko come up and help himself to a pile of freshly bright flies. It's like he knew that there was a little stash there. It's like a takeaway, a drive-through. I was totally fascinated. And I was then truly amazed, because in that moment I realized how all these things in God's creation happen irrespective of whether I notice it or not. And certainly they happen without any input from me. Oh man, in that moment I saw how magnificent our God is. To be able to create a universe so intricately that it just continues perpetually for all time. And then I realized that I understood the rest of the verse where it says, and know that I am God. Because the moment I quietened myself and focused on the things around me, I saw God all around me. And as I focused on him, everything else around me disappeared. And I truly knew him. Because amidst the chaos of that day, with all the deadlines that stretched before me like mountains, I knew that Deuteronomy 31 verse 8, where it says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you and will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, was all that I was able to focus on. In that moment of silence, when I was facing a particularly difficult situation that I needed to sort out in that particular day, and I felt weakened and maybe even inadequate, I knew with all my heart that Philippians 4 verse 13, where it says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, was true. And also in that moment, I knew that my God will meet all my needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. And so the problem that I had with providence for a particular thing also just disappeared. Man, I wish I could describe to you in words the incredible peace that I felt right in that moment. It's in this stillness, when we increase our awareness of God, that it gives us perspective. It brings order to our lives. It brings us peace. It gives us full knowledge of the greatness of God, and it creates an environment where we are able to hear from him. You know, Ian and I are reading the Bible through from the beginning, and we were in Numbers the other day, and I stumbled on a verse in Numbers 9 verse 8. And just to give you context, the people come up to Moses and they've got a dilemma, and it's nowhere written in the law. It's not specific about how they should deal with this dilemma. And listen to Moses' response. He says, stand still, that I may hear what the Lord will command concerning you. And so I realize as well that this advice that I'm giving you today is as old as time. They used to apply this right in the beginning of time. And so if your life is chaotic and if it's devoid of peace, it doesn't have to be. This advice is applicable to all of us, and it's available to all of us today. And so I've specifically made this devotion a little bit shorter today. And I want to ask you that just after you log off from listening to this, just take 2 minutes. Literally just 2 minutes. Cut off all distractions and just focus on God. It's a small start, but it's a start, and we all need to start somewhere. Because I realize as well that we can't all just sit around all day aimlessly looking at the intricate workings of nature. But what I'm trying to show you is that there are pockets in our day where we can do just this. We can cut out all distractions, focus on God, and I guarantee you that you are going to experience a peace that surpasses all understanding, the one that they speak of in Philippians 4 verse 6. I know that it's drastically going to change your life. Be still and know that I am God. Have a blessed week. Goodbye.